Thomas, we think about the Trump administration and we think about their health care policies. It's kind of been put on the back burner here as everyone focuses exclusively on the COVID-19 and how to deal with the pandemic. To get a sense of kind of where the overall health care policy is of the Trump administration, we welcome Bloomberg Law health care reporter Shira Stein. Shira, thanks so much for joining us. Give us a sense of kind of how the White House and the administration is thinking about overall healthcare priorities, while at the same time dealing with this pandemic on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, policy priorities have completely shifted. They have to deal with the immediate urgency right now, and that's COVID-19. There are some policies that are really important to the administration that still have yet to be finished. There are things like data sharing rules and anti-fraud changes that have been really important to top leadership into the department and also to the president. There are things like ending the spread of HIV. Unfortunately, everything's really on hold right now, and possibly that could be permanently, depending on whether or not the president wins re-election. They're going to have to prioritize what they want to try and finish.
You're an expert at follow the money. What are the lobbyists doing during all this?
Lobbyists are struggling. I mean, they're used to doing face-to-face interactions, going to see members on the Hill, and they can't really do that. I'm sure drug company lobbyists are thrilled right now because drug companies might be the savior of COVID-19 if they're able to come up with therapeutics and vaccines, and that may potentially lead to the downfall of any drug pricing policy.
So where are we just in general? I mean, I know as it relates to broader healthcare initiatives, a lot of the early initiatives from the Trump administration was to roll back some of the Affordable Care Act's provisions. Kind of where are we there?
Yeah, I mean, that hasn't been really a priority for at least a little while. There's the big lawsuit making its way through the courts right now, and we'll see if it goes to the Supreme Court right now. But the administration's really been focused on things like value-based care, so paying for patient outcomes rather than procedures. And they can't do something right now with that if they're trying to focus on saving lives, making sure that independent physicians' offices stay open, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to do it in an apolitical way, whether Democrat or Republican. We've sort of wandered away, and sure, I'm sure you don't remember this. Paul, I'm sure you don't remember this. But there was a year called 1957, which Steely Dan and Donald Fagen made famous, which was IGY, which was sort of like the culmination of pure research in science. And, of course, as you know, Shira, there's a whole, you know, whether it's the president or anybody else, talk about anti-science or just not pro-science. In your Washington, Shira Stein, is there anybody pro-science?
I mean, I would say most members of Congress. I mean, you constantly hear people talking about how great people like Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx are. I don't really see people as being anti-science in Washington.
Well, then what's the funding forward here? I mean, what it comes down to, I mean, I get everything's frozen, and everything's frozen until the election. In your world, is everything going to get funded into 2021 and 22?
I'm not really thinking about funding when it comes to these proposals, and everything isn't frozen until the election. It's just a matter of they're going to have to prioritize which policies are most important to them. They're just not going to be able to get everything done that they had hoped to get done, and so they're going to have to pick and choose which things they can get cleared, which things can come out before the president's election.
Shira, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your commentary today. Shira Stein, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter, giving us the latest on kind of what some of the non-COVID issues for the Trump administration and healthcare going forward. Everything taking a backseat, obviously, to dealing with the pandemic.